Fiat. May 27th, 1938. Continuous and repeated acts bind God more to the creature and form the strength of the soul. How beautiful it is to live in the divine will. How God Himself pleads with the creature. Rain of love that God pours over the creatures, and rain of love from one who lives in the fiat. I feel the need to enclose myself inside the divine volition, to continue my life in it. Oh, how I would love for it to imprison me within its light, that I may see or hear nothing else but what regards His will. And my beloved Jesus, returning to visit my poor soul, all love told me, "My blessed daughter, that's exactly where I want you, imprisoned inside my will, so that all other things may have no life in you." Now, you must know that all the harmony of the creature is in the continuation of her good acts done in my will. One act alone forms neither harmony nor any variety of beauty, while many continuous acts united together call the attention of God, who puts Himself in waiting for the acts of the creature. And as she keeps forming them, so does He communicate beauty to some, sanctity to others, goodness, wisdom, and love to others. In sum, her acts remain endowed by God with His insignia and divine qualities. Repeated acts in the creature form the strength of the soul, bind God more to the creature, form heaven in the depth of the soul. And as she goes on repeating her acts, some are turned into star, others into sun, some others into wind that blows and whispers with love. Others become a sea that constantly murmurs love, glory, adoration to my Creator. In sum, one can see the whole atmosphere copied in her. On the other hand, when the acts are not continuous and repeated, they lack that one strength which is such that one is the strength of the other. They lack that divine manner such that when it does an act, it never ceases doing it, sustaining it with its creative strength that remains always in act of doing it. Moreover, one act alone has never formed sanctity. When the acts are not continuous, they have no strength, nor possess the life of love, because true love never says enough. It never stops. And if it says basta, it feels itself dying. Besides, it is the continuous and repeated acts that form beautiful surprises for heaven, such that while an act arrives and they are enjoying it, another one follows, as the creature keeps on sending continuous acts into heaven, which form the enchantment of the celestial fatherland. Therefore, in my will, there is always something to do, and there is no time to be wasted. Then, with a more tender tone, and of stronger love, he added, "My daughter, how beautiful it is when a soul loves to do the divine will. Heaven lowers itself, and all take the attitude of venerating and adoring the supreme volition, because they see its majesty, height, and power enclosed in the little circle of the creature, in order to do what it does in its celestial royal palace, to make a display of its love and of its works. It feels so honored as to act as queen in order to have as many queenly lives for as many acts as the creature does in its will. It feels its divine regimen, its ruling scepter unfolded with its royal manners, as the creature renders it the honors it deserves. And since my fiat embraces all, it feels so glorified as if all were letting it reign. Therefore, rarer beauty we cannot find, greater love we cannot receive, more astounding prodigies we cannot operate than in the soul who loves to live in our will. My desire for the soul to live in our will, my restlessness, my ardent yearning are such that I keep repeating to the ear of our heart, "Oh, please, make me content. Don't keep me yearning any longer. If you live in my fiat, the night will be over for you, and you will enjoy full daylight. Even more, each act done in it will be a new day, bearer of new graces, of new love, and unexpected joys. All virtues will celebrate you, and will hold their place of honor like many princesses, courting your Jesus and your soul. You will form within yourself my throne of most refulgent light, where I will dominate as ruling king, having formed my kingdom. And with all freedom, I will dominate your entire being, even your breath. I will surround you with a cortege of all my works, of my pains, of my steps, of my love, and of my own strength, to be your defense, your help, and nourishment. There's nothing I won't give you if you live in my will." Now, you must know that our Supreme Being keeps the creature under a pouring rain of love. All created things pour a rain of love upon her. The sun pours light of love. The wind pours blows, waves, freshness, and caresses of love. The air pours upon her continuous lives of love. My immensity that envelops her, my power that sustains and carries her as though in its arms, my creative act that preserves her, they all pour upon her immense love, powerful love, a love that creates in each instant. We remain always upon the creature to enwrap and drown her with love. She makes us delirious for so much love, yet the creature does not let herself be conquered into loving us. What pain, what sorrow. But do you want to know who has the exact knowledge of this, our uninterrupted reign of love? We ourselves do it, and the creature who lives in our will. She feels our constant reign of love, more so since by living in it, everything is hers. And in order to requite us, not knowing what to do, in order to make for us her own reign of love, she takes all created things, our immensity and power, our creative virtue, which is always in act of creating only for the sake of love. She rises up within our own will, and she pours upon us, over our divine being, love of light, caresses of love, immense and powerful love, as if she wanted to match us, carrying us in her arms, to say to us, "See how much I love you? You carry me, and I carry you. I have in my power your immensity and power, which give me the virtue of being able to carry you." My daughter, You cannot comprehend the refreshment we feel. How our flames are refreshed and soothed under this rain of love that the creature does for us. Our contentment is such that we feel as though repaid for having created the whole work of creation and repaid with our same currency of love with which we so much loved her. Our love is the virtual coining in the creature, sufficient and abundant coins to repay us for what we have given her and done for her. Therefore, in the sea of our joy, we say to her, tell us, what do you want? Do you want us to invent more stratagems of love? We will do it for you. Tell us, please, what do you want? We will content you in everything. We will refuse you nothing. Denying you something, not pleasing you in everything, would be like denying it to ourselves, or like wanting to put some discontent in the midst of our endless joys. Therefore, in the soul who lives in our will, we find everything. And she finds everything in us.